Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. And welcome to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Program. We are your hosts for the morning, the Plans with Intention Mastermind Group, and we have a very special and exciting guest with us this morning. We are live and ready to engage with everyone this morning on this fantastic show about Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich book, on the chapter of the brain.
Blog Talk Radio.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com. Or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Successful people have plans. Now, isn't that the truth? Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show, where we're bringing you all the information that you need to know about how to become successful in your life, in all areas of your life, using the powerful principles of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. A seasoned listener, then welcome to the show. I am your host for today's show, Havila Malone, from Inside Havila's Corner, which is a show that broadcasts every Tuesday right here on Blog Talk Radio from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. You can tune into that show at blogtalkradio.com/Havila, where it's the ultimate destination for everything that matters to you. And right now, what matters to you is being able to use those principles of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich to be able to help mastermind your way to success in your life. When we're talking about mastermind principles, the International Mastermind Association has been around for over 20 years, helping people apply those principles and those concepts in their lives, especially that of the mastermind group, because it was formed of a group of women who they wanted to set and kind of monitor their goals in all areas of life, including spiritual, family, financial, health, education, business, recreation, personal, and civic. And they've been able to help thousands of people throughout those past 20 years to be able to really get the success that they've been looking for. And where it all started, for those of you who are not familiar with Napoleon Hill, a dynamic gentleman who was formerly a journalist, and he went around, you know, interviewing people, just trying to get information to be able to write the articles for the magazine that he, or for the paper that he wrote for. And he happened to be given the assignment to go and talk to one of the most powerful men at the time, Mr. Andrew Carnegie. And in the interview with Mr. Andrew Carnegie, he was given an opportunity. And maybe that's something that's familiar to you. You've been given an opportunity at some point in life to be able to do something different, to be able to step out into your own, to be able to learn a principle or learn something that's going to help move you to the next level or next area in your life. when he was given opportunity by Andrew Carnegie to go and interview 500 of the most influential people of his time, people like Thomas Edison, like President Roosevelt, like so many individuals, Henry Ford. I mean, you all, you know, have the convenience of driving around in cars these days. Well, Henry Ford was one of the people he had opportunity to go and interview to find out from them what are the things that made them successful? What are the mindsets that they have? What are the things that they do on a regular basis? What are their rituals? How do they do what it is that they do that sets them apart from everybody else that creates the success in their lives? Well, he took on that assignment by Andrew Carnegie and said, yes, I'm going to go out and interview all of these super successful to learn the secrets to success. And it took him over 20 years, yes, 20 years to be able to go, you know, talk with all of these 500 exceedingly wealthy, exceedingly successful people and to kind of boil down what the process was, what the secret was for success. And he took all of that information and put it into the book, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, which is the book that the International Mastermind Association uses to be able to help people to create success in their lives. So it's definitely something you want to pick up and read. If you haven't had opportunity to in the past, then go out and get a copy today. But what we're talking about today more specifically is how the mastermind principle can help with success in life. When we talk about mastermind, it's about forming or coming together as a group of individuals who are of like mind, who are going to help each other to accomplish their goals. It could be people from all walks of life and all fields of study or interest. You know, you may have a lawyer or a doctor or, you know, a stay-at-home mom or, you know, a whole bunch of different individuals who really want to come together to be able to get to their goals. And as they come together in a very unified way, they are able to mastermind together. So we actually have a very special guest who's going to be joining us on the call today, who's going to talk about her mastermind experience. And this young lady, her name is Genevieve, we just talked about this earlier about people mispronouncing her name, and here I go. This is Genevieve Shingle, who is the founder of the Genevieve Shingle Law, where she is an affordable lawyer and for small businesses and entrepreneurs. And she's really changing the space of lawyers and law firms by being the first practice to merge law with love. And her main focus is to help two groups of people that are severely underserved, young women and the LGBT community. And Genevieve, she started off, and she's going to talk to you a little bit more about her background and her journey, but Genevieve has used the mastermind principle to help form some success within her life and really be able to help step into her own. And she did kind of a career switch and career change, and she started her own practice. And so many of us who may be interested in business or interested in, you know, kind of stepping into our own, you know, sometimes we don't either have the tools to be able to do so or, you know, there's fear associated with moving forward, but there's a lot of resources available to you, and we're going to talk about some of those resources that are available to you to be able to go in and create the success within your life. So I want to welcome to the call Genevieve Shingle. Hello, hello. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Havla. I'm good. I'm doing really well. I have a big cup of coffee in front of me, so I'm ready to go.
Coffee to keep you warm. You were joining us all the way from Manhattan, New York, so I know it is some kind of chilly out that way.
Yes, it's freezing. Up here, I'm supposed to get another storm, so yeah, keep them warm.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And so I want you to share with our listening audience a little bit more about who you are, and we're going to take them on a kind of a journey through, you know, the process that you took and especially that around, you know, your masterminding experience and how that's helped you. But first, let's give them a little bit of background. I mean, you went to Pace Law School in Westchester, New York, and you're originally from the Philadelphia area. But tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I grew up outside Philadelphia. I was a nationally competitive gymnast for 15 years, and earned a full scholarship to Penn State, where I competed. And then I always wanted to live in New York, so I moved to New York and had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. So I worked for a little bit and then decided to go to law school. It was really just kind of a, I guess I'll try and go to law school. I like challenges. I like to be intellectually stimulated. So I went to law school, and I went to Pace, which is out in Westchester. It's a smaller school, but it was a great community, and I had earned a partial scholarship there. So, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer. And I came out, and I graduated magna cum laude, so I was blessed to receive a job opportunity right out of law school. And I worked for a corporate firm in Manhattan for a year and a half. And throughout that time, it wasn't for me. I wasn't really happy. There's two parts. Well, there's many parts of me, but one, I'm very type A, very structured and very organized. But then the other, you know, I'm very happy and bubbly and outgoing, and I'm a Gemini. So, you know, these two were kind of conflicted, and it got to the point where I said, you know what, I can't stay here anymore. And being immersed in this entrepreneurial world, my girlfriend's an entrepreneur, I met all of these young women who were like, we need you. We need a lawyer to kind of, you know, guide us and help us in our business and draft contracts. So I took the leap, and I started my own business. But I didn't do it alone. I have my girlfriend who's a business coach. I hired a PR coach, Melissa Casera, who's amazing. And so I had a little team, to help me out. And I'm the type of person, well, I used to be the type of person who I wanted to do things by myself. And I just wanted to take it on. And, you know, I didn't want other people's opinions, really. I thought, you know, I want to do this, and I'm going to do it my way. And so, you know, I kind of started out that way, and I realized, you know what, I really could use support of other business owners and other women who are, you know, a part of this community. And so I was originally very much against the mastermind experience. My girlfriend has been a part of several masterminds. But I don't know, I started following this woman, Lisa Fabrega, and she's just absolutely brilliant and very spiritual, and her words just really resonated with me. And when I started really feeling very connected to her in that way, all of a sudden, the universe, you know, shows me a sign, and she posts on Facebook that she's starting this virtual mastermind. So I wouldn't have to go anywhere. There's, you know, women from all over the country, and I immediately signed up. And it has been an amazing experience because it's a group of women who I normally wouldn't have connected with. We're all in, you know, different industries. We're in different parts of the country, various age groups. But you know, we've really come together and joined forces and are really helping each other in all parts of our lives. So it's been an amazing experience.
Oh, yeah, thank you for sharing that with us. And it was something that really struck me, you know, because you talked about, you know what, I was kind of, you know, I was kind of straightforward, you know, I was a loner. I'm like, I want to do things by myself, and, you know, I'm going to just figure it out and keep moving forward. And that sentiment so mirrors so many people where we feel like, hey, we're in this, you know, alone sometimes. We need to just, you know, kind of hunker down, as they say, and just do things on our own where in your journey and as you were talking and unveiling your story, then you came to this point where it was, you know what, I don't want to do this alone. I'd rather have the support. I'd rather have the help. And then it's kind of say that the universe opened up to you and, you know, you were brought the things that you need. And, you know, I always love that phrase where it talks about, you know, when student is ready, teacher will appear. When teacher is ready, student will appear. It's kind of like when we open ourselves up to having different experiences or open ourselves up to resources that are available to us, then they are brought to us. And, you know, and that's definitely one of the big things that the International Mastermind Association, you know, strives to do, is to bring people the resources that they are looking for, the resources that they need. And for our listeners who are out there, you can always tap into the International Mastermind Association by going to www.internationalmasterminders.com for more information. about getting involved with a mastermind group or just kind of even understanding, you know, how that process even works. But for you, you know, you were introduced to this young lady, and, you know, there was a calling there, and you're like, you know what, nope, I want to be with these, you know, this group of women who are really moving forward or looking towards advancement within their lives, and I'm going to benefit from being a part of that group. So actually, right when we come back from the commercial break, we're going to have you walk us through kind of how that mastermind, how the mastermind experience works, and then what benefits you've seen for being a part of the mastermind. So you're listening. I'm your host, Havila Malone. You listen to International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And you are back with the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Havila Malone. You can always follow the conversation and join the conversation on Twitter. That's at Havila Malone. That's H-A-V-I-L-A-H-M-A-L-O-N-E. Also encourage you to follow Genevieve Shingle of Genevieve Shingle Law, and that's at Jenna Shingle on Twitter. That's G-E-N-A-S-H-I-N-G-L-E. And, of course, always International Mastermind Association at I-N-T-L Mastermind. It's M-A-S-T-E-R-M-I-N-D. So definitely join our conversation. You can always call in if you have questions. That's at 661-554-9219. So we've been talking on Genevieve Shingle about her journey in not only becoming, you know, she went to school, became a lawyer, you know, it was like, hey, I'm going to be in the corporate American world and, you know, and do my thing. And then there was a shift for her, and she really wanted to kind of branch off into her own and do her own thing, and she was able to use a lot of the principles that we find within Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich to be able to not only garner up, you know, the courage as well as the tools to be able to do that, and is now the founder of the Genevieve Shingle Law Firm, and which is helping and really specializing in helping young women in the LGBT community and in helping people who have small businesses and entrepreneurs. And so I want you to kind of go back about the mastermind group that you ended up joining. You know, tell me a little, so it's a virtual group, and so tell me a little bit about, you know, how that group has been of a benefit for you with being in that particular group or masterminding.
Yeah, so I knew it was the group for me when not only was I following Lisa Fabrega on Facebook, but I posted and I put a Facebook post up that said, you know, I really feel like the universe is calling me to work with somebody, but I don't know if it's the right time because I already have a couple coaches. And without even knowing that I was talking about her, Lisa Fabrega wrote, surrender. And I was like, done. This is the group for me. And you know what? There's really an amazing group of women that are in there. So, you know, each week we kind of have exercises that we're supposed to do and share with the group. You know, we have a Facebook forum, and, you know, you're supposed to, you know, just post in there, and then we all kind of chime in and comment. And it's not only business-related, but also, you know, personal life. You know, it's everything. You know, we share everything from, you know, one woman is pregnant and having a baby, all the way to, you know, one of my clients is leaving me, what do I do? You know, everything in between. You know, we first started by setting intentions and then accountability. So we say, you know, these are my intentions for the year, and this is what I want you to hold me accountable for. So, you know, we check in with each other and say, you know, like, how's this going? How is that going? Making sure that, you know, we're keeping each other on track because, you know, daily life can get completely in the way. You know, I did this right, no, for sure. And, you know, we kind of changed tracks and we shifted.
Definitely gets in the way sometimes.
Right. Totally. And you set these, you know, New Year's resolutions, and come March, you forget exactly what you've done. So to have other people there to remind you what you promised yourself is really important. And these women, you know, they keep track of you. You know, we're keeping track of each other. And, you know, even if you're having a bad day and you post, it's really a sacred space that we've all given each other to say, you know what, I'm going to lay it all out there because I trust you and I know that you are going to keep this really special and sacred, and you're going to hold the space for me. And so, you know, I was having a really rough time in just my personal life, and I posted on there, and the women were just amazing, and they come together to really support you and give you different ideas and ways of thinking and ways of looking at things that you never would have thought of, because, as I said, these are women from all different walks of life, all different age groups, which I think is really interesting and beneficial, because usually you hang out with people of your own age. So we have these just different points of views. So, I mean, it's great. I think that, you know, it's not human nature to be alone. So to have other women who are, you know, really here to support you is crucial in not only your personal growth, but also growth in your business and in every aspect of your life.
It's so interesting because sometimes we go into things thinking about one particular outcome. So you went into the group and it was, hey, this group is going to help me, you know, and give me the support that I need in my business. But then what you found and what you have expressed, you know, to us today was that, no, I got support in all areas of my life and even in personal matters because there was this sacred space. There was this place of safety and comfort where we were all moving in the same direction. We were there to support each other. And in that arena, I was able to thrive in other areas, not just the area that I thought I was going to get benefit from. So do you really find that to be the case that, you know what, you got so much more out of being in a mastermind group than you thought you were going to get out of it?
Oh, 1,000,000%. I've gotten more out of life aspects than business because that's just kind of what I started really delving into in the group is more I realized, you know what, I need kind of support in my life. And in turn, it reflects in your business. So, you know, you kind of go in thinking it's going to be one way and it completely shifts. And yet that shift kind of really touches all areas of your life because when you're doing well in one aspect, you know, it kind of starts to trickle over because you're more aligned and you're more connected to who you are. So, yeah, it's been incredible experience.
And so something else that you also kind of brought to the fore, and we find this theme that starts to continue to manifest itself in the conversations we have with many of our guests, is the importance of accountability and how being a part of a mastermind group, and when we say mastermind group, for those of you who may be just joining our conversation, is about a group of individuals, like-minded individuals who come together, could be from all walks of life, who bring in, you know, their different strengths to the table, but you're all centered on helping one another to achieve their goals. And accountability is a huge piece of that puzzle because so often, you know, when we are maybe just with ourselves, you know, trying to accomplish something, whether it is to start our own business, whether it is, to go back to school or to, you know, to whatever our goal might be, you know, we may start off and say, okay, I'm going to do this on a consistent basis, or I'm going to do that on a consistent basis, but then yet we end up falling off, or we don't stick to our plan, and then, like you said earlier, life happens, and all kinds of things get in the way. So talk to me a little bit about the accountability piece and how that has affected you.
Sure. Exactly. Life happens, and things in your life change and you think that maybe you don't need to do that thing anymore, or maybe it's something uncomfortable that you promised that you would do to your, like, you know, for yourself, and, you know, you realize, you know what, like, it's stepping outside of my comfort zone, I really don't like to do it, but when you put it out there and you have other people that you have made this promise to, it kind of makes it harder to back down. It's like when you have a buddy system, It's like if you're not putting your part in, you're letting all these other people down as well. And so it's way more important for me, at least, when I make a promise to other people than when I do to myself, just because I have people who are counting on me and holding me accountable to, you know, go through with my actions and do what I promised. And I think that in my mastermind, you know, I think that in life, just like Napoleon Hill did, you pick a teacher that you really want to, you know, you kind of admire their life and their lifestyle and you want to learn from them. And, you know, which is exactly what he did. And for me, you know, I really admire Lisa. So I joined this group and she put together this group of women. And it's kind of like, you know, you really learn from each other and teach each other. And she had us, you know, say, what do we want each other to hold ourselves accountable for very early on in the group? And, you know, so we set these intentions and we said at the end of 2014, this is what I want to happen. And so, you know, it's kind of just holding each other, you know, totally accountable and saying, you know, hey, how's it going? For me, it was like, you know, do yoga more and meditate because it's good for me personally, which then kind of opens up more into my business and my life. And, you know, so for people, it's like, hey, so how's yoga going? You know, like, did you go to yoga class? And so exactly, it's crucial. It's a buddy system.
And can't we all use a buddy these days? Can we not? And then also I want to encourage our listeners, if you're looking to, you know, get results now and to be able to accomplish a goal that you have, there's a fun, simple, and effective way to be able to do that. It's something called the 21 to Win Challenge. That challenge really helps provide you with not only the tools and resources that you need, the accountability to be able to get those things accomplished. You can get more information about the 21 to Win Challenge on Facebook www.facebook.com/groups/21to-win. That's the number 2, the number 1, and then T-O-W-I-N. And the 21 to Win Challenge is really about you setting a goal for yourself. Something, you're going to set a daily activity that you're going to do every single day to help you to get to that goal. You're going to pick yourself an accountability partner, someone who's going to help hold you to that standard every day. You'll communicate with that person, whether it's just shooting them a simple text message saying, hey, I'm done with my activities for the day. And you do that for 21 days, which is also the amount of time that it takes to form a new habit. And here's the twist part, at any point in those 21 days, if either you or your accountability partner don't come through on your daily activity, you both have to start over from day one. So really kind of put the twist on it for, you know, because sometimes, like you said, even yourself, Genevieve, that you sometimes will show up more so for somebody else. You'll go, you know, really a lot farther for somebody else than you will for yourself. And so that really is a key and crucial piece, that accountability and there being consequences. If you go through your 21 days, at the end of the 21 days, celebrate in a very big way. So you can use this in all areas of your life to be able to get goals. Like right now, I'm actually doing a 21 to Win Challenge because I was, you know, really feeling kind of like sluggish and down. I was like, you know what, I am not drinking enough water. And so I was like, you know what, every day for the next 21 days, I am going to drink a gallon of water. I was like, yeah, I definitely needed some accountability there to make sure that I gained some water. Because let me tell you, a gallon of water is a lot of water to be drinking. I am actually, this is the second time that I've done this particular challenge, but I'm actually on day 2 and feeling a little really good about it. So you can definitely get more information on the 21 to Win Challenge at, again, on www.facebook.com/groups/21to-win. The 2-1 T-O-W-I-N. And we are the International Mastermind Association's Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Tavla Malone, and we're talking with our very special guest, Genevieve Shingle, the founder of the Genevieve Shingle Law Firm, and she is here talking about her experience with joining a mastermind group and also the fact that she took the journey of leaving from corporate law, just form her own business, and really the journey of being able to step out of that that her comfort zone to be able to move into what she was truly called to do, which was to be able to help entrepreneurs and small businesses, especially women and people in the LGBT community, to be able to follow their dreams. And so, you know, sometimes there's a lot of fear around doing something different. You know, we kind of start going down a path in our lives, and, you know, we kind of get into a groove of things, and, you know, this feels comfortable, this is what we're doing, and then we start to, you know, feel a shift coming on, or something's got to give. And so for you, before you made the change of moving into your own space or starting your own business, kind of what was the call for you, or what happened that really made you, like, you know, start to make that turn or that shift?
I got really sick. And so for me, I was finding myself that I was mentally and emotionally drained and affected by my job, because I was working a lot of hours in this corporate world, and I wasn't really happy. And so, you know, when you're feeling down and when you're feeling tired, you know, it affects your immune system. And in the fall, I got really sick, and I missed 3 days of work, which in the law world is, you know, kind of to miss that many days in a row is kind of unheard of. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness. So not only my mental and emotional health were affected, but also now my physical. I said, that's it. I can't do this anymore. It's affecting my life in so many areas, and I don't want to live my life when I'm 60 or 70 and finally retired. I said, you know, I want to live my life now, and I want to help people now. I want to make changes now. And it was definitely scary. You know, I'm a very structured person. I like stability, and being an entrepreneur is anything but that at times. So it was, you know, it was scary, but like I said, I didn't make the leap alone. I had some support. I had some coaches who were able to help me through it, and it's been the best decision of my entire life. I'm healthier. I'm happier. I'm not as depressed a lot of the times. Life just seems very technicolor and beautiful, and I just feel very aligned with what I'm supposed to be doing.
And I love that. And so you and I, we met, well, I guess technically we met online, but we met for the first time through some mutual friends of ours, and we met out in California, and we were there for a soul-powered retreat, which was put on by David and Kathleen. And I want to say congratulations to them as they got engaged out at the event that we were at. Yes, so David and Kathleen, if you are listening, congratulations.
We love you.
Yes, and so I'm there with Vikaz, and so you were doing some work even with them to be able to kind of unleash some of those fears, things that were inhibiting you from moving forward with your life. So tell me a little bit about that experience as well.
Yeah, oh my goodness. So David Miller and Kathleen Graham, they own Vikaz in New York City, which is like a holistic chiropractor. And their work, the work that Dr. David does, it really changed my life. The first time I went to Vikaz was in October, and I was still in that kind of miserable, kind of stubborn mindset. So still working at the firm and just really disconnected from who I was. And so I went and I listened and I saw the work. And let me tell you, the work, if you don't really understand it, it looks so weird because it's kind of energy work. And, you know, people start moving on the table, and it, like, part of it can look a little bit like an exorcism, and they're screaming, and you're like,
and the work that you're thinking of is NSA, so the neurospinal analysis is the, so just for the benefit of our listeners, so yes,
network.
It could be,
yeah.
Yes, network. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, network spine, yeah. So I was like, this is weird. I was very skeptical, and I went and talked to Kathleen afterwards, and she's, you know, what do you think of it? And I was like, I don't really know. I was like, and she was saying how people from this work have really found themselves. They've left their jobs. They've left, you know, bad relationships. And I was like, you don't understand. I can never leave my job. Someone in the family has to have structure and a steady paycheck and health insurance. And she told me later that internally she was just laughing to herself and saying, like, okay. So they offered a free session. So I was like, you know what? Okay. I'm trying to be more open-minded. I really want to be, you know, more connected to myself. So I went, and immediately I saw a change in my life. David, you know, I sat down and I talked to him for a while, and just really has a way of speaking to you and really kind of seeing through your crap. And Kathleen is the same way. They're very gifted people. And within a week, 1 week of starting the work there, relationships in my life completely shifted. And within 2 months of me starting this work, I quit my job. So it was so powerful because it really, so there, basically the whole thing is by aligning your spine, you align your life and you get more connected to the different areas of your life and you really can get connected internally to who you are and, you know, who you're meant to be and who you were meant to serve. And I attribute my success and happiness so much to them. I am so utterly grateful, and this past weekend was life-changing for me as well. Where I met Havila, it was, they're just so, oh, my God, like, I have no words for them. but I also, I was very ready and willing to change and willing to accept it. I think that if I had gone even a few months prior, I wouldn't have had the same results and the same impact because you really have to be open-minded to the work and to really accepting the change because some radical shifts are going to happen nearly instantaneously.
Oh, so. Certainly. It is definitely some powerful work, and we're definitely going to have to get David and Kathleen to come on to the show because they've also formed a mastermind group as well, and so they're very much involved with and even involved with mastermind groups, and I met them through the Tony Robbins community because David actually works on Tony and does his work with Tony Robbins himself, and it really is powerful to help make shifts within your life because all of those things that have happened in our lives, whether it's traumas or, you know, pain, we are always like, oh, I'm just, you know, I'll think about that later, I'll deal with it later, we'll throw it behind us. Well, that actually ends up getting trapped within our bodies and particularly within our spines. It's the memory. It holds all of those things. And so when you do this work, this NSA, it really helps to unleash and unlock all of that so that you can really become or come into your true potential and live the life that you're supposed to. So here at the International Mastermind Association, we're always trying to bring you, you know, the most valuable resources and tools and things that are out there that are going to help you to be able to really, you know, accomplish your goals and really, you know, help you step into your full potential. So we'll definitely have to have him on. And thank you for sharing your experience in that regard. Mm. And as soon as we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to talk to you about how you help those small businesses and entrepreneurs. Now that you stepped out of your own way, you stepped into your own space and formed your law practice, how you help individuals to be able to help their dreams and things come true. So we'll do that right when we come back. I'm your host, Tavla Malone. See you in a sec.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
We are back. I am your host, Havila Malone. You can always stay in contact with me at ask@havilamalone.com. That's A-S-K at H-A-V-I-L-A-H-M-A-L-O-N-E. You can always join the conversation via Twitter at Havila Malone. Again, that's H-A-V-I-L-A-H-M-A-L-O-N-E.
And you can tune into my radio show called Inside Havel's Corner every Tuesday right here on Blog Talk Radio from 6 to 8 p.m. Central Time at blogtalkradio.com/Havel. It's the ultimate destination for everything that matters to you. And right now, what we're talking about and we have on the live is Ms. Genevieve Shingle, the founder of Genevieve Shingle Law. We've been talking about her experience in using the principles from Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, and using the mastermind principles to really help her not only get the accountability that she needed to be able to help in her personal and professional life, but also, you know, just being in this group of women who really was about helping each other and helping each other thrive and get to their goals within life. So really being able to use that mastermind was a benefit to her. And she did start her own practice helping entrepreneurs and small businesses to be able to get off the ground and do all the things that they needed to be able to follow their dreams and be able to, you know, help others or help the community in the way that they were purposed to. So talk to me a little bit about your practice and how you help these small businesses and entrepreneurs and kind of what it is that you all do.
Yeah, so I was trained as a corporate lawyer. So I did a lot of, you know, it was all business law, drafting contracts, forming, you know, entities, so that LLC or the corporation. So I realized before I started my own practice that there were so many entrepreneurs out there, especially the young women in the community that I was immersed in, that just really didn't have any legal support. They didn't have contracts in place. They were just kind of, you know, out in the world just, you know, acting as sole proprietors and really exposing themselves to liability because they didn't really know what they needed. And so, you know, people were like, oh, my goodness, can you draft our contracts for us? And I was like, oh, okay, I guess there's a demand out there. And so, you know, once I kind of got the pieces into place with the help of Vikas and, you know, my coaches, I started my own practice. Really, I wanted to fill that void to, you know, the accessibility of an affordable attorney for these people who really needed an attorney, I think. Not the most, but in a really great capacity. You know, these are young people starting these businesses who, you know, don't really know much about the law or about the legal support that they need. And they can't, because they're just starting out, a lot of the times they can't afford these big law firm prices. So I decided to create a different model. So I have a virtual law practice. So I don't meet clients in person. I operate over the internet and on the phone. I'm licensed in New York. So if you are in New York, I can help you. Or if you're business, if you do business in New York, you have clients in New York, that's kind of how, you know, I'm able to operate. And I decided that I'm not going to charge hourly fees, that I was going to be completely transparent and charge only flat rates so that you know exactly what you're going to pay. There are no surprise fees. You know ahead of time before I even start drafting, we agree, you know, upon a price. And I'm telling you, compared to law firms, I'm mega affordable. And, you know, so I started getting off the ground, and I really wanted to merge law and love, which are, you know, in many ways, people do not relate the two at all.
I don't think that when you think of law, you think of love. So this is definitely a different concept and something that probably is much needed in the world that we live in. Is, you know, because we think of law, you think of sharks, you think of, you know,
exactly.
So I really love that.
Thank you. So the people have this, like, negative stigma of lawyers, that they're greedy and they're money hungry. And in many ways, sure, that can be true, but we're not all like that. And for me, I view my job as really like a bodyguard. I'm really trying to help you protect your business. So my motto for my business is love yourself, love your business. And it's really... you know, if you know, your business is your baby and you want to protect that baby and take care of it and love it and nurture it and grow it, then you can't do it by yourself a lot of times, you know. And so I really come in and I try to, you know, come from a loving, protective stance and saying, you know, I'm going to help you get things in place so that you can make sure that, you know, nothing's going to happen to your baby, so that you can build it and you can grow it safely and securely. For me, it's kind of, you know, I ask people, like, do you love yourself enough to protect your business? Because if you, you know, if you really love yourself, you really want to love everything in your life and care about everything else in your life, and can come from a really, you know, a place of knowing and a place of truth, and, you know, make sure that you are protecting the things that you care most about. So that's really where I'm trying to come from. And I've even had people come to me. So for me, how I show my love is by listening in my business. So I put it out there. I said, what do you guys need? What do you want? And I had a lot of people say to me, I have no idea what I need. So now I'm creating, like a booklet. And it basically, the title is, what the hell do I need? Because it's what people don't know. So
what the hell do I
need? Sorry if I'm not supposed to say that on the radio. what do I need? So it's going to be like that. And what else I created was kind of a guide to what are the most common contracts for entrepreneurs, and I explain it in layman's terms. So it's really easy to read and to follow. And then other people would say to me, you know, I can't even spend, you know, $250 on your services. So I said, you know what? Okay. So I created templates so that I drafted from scratch. These are the entire legal infrastructure is in place for what you're going to need in your business. And then there are blanks, which come with instructions that I've written. It says, this is what you need to put in here that will, you know, describe your program, describe your services, describe the payment. And then, you know, you have the legal infrastructure in place, but you don't have the one-on-one access to me. They're so affordable. Like, they range from, like, $1 to $300. And, you know, if you're investing, so many people are investing in coaches and investing in designing, you know, a website and spending all this money in other areas that they forget that they really should have.
To protect themselves.
Exactly. So I really wanted to make it so accessible to the masses. And so that's another way that I, you know, I really am showing my love, by saying, okay, you know what, I listened to you. I realized that some of you are scared to spend that much money working with a lawyer, and you really want to hold off. And so, of course, my reaction is, don't hold off. Here's a different way that you can do it. So, I'm just really trying to build my practice around what the community that I want to serve, what they really need, and what they really want.
And as soon as we come back from this break, we're going to share with the audience, and we're going to have Genevieve share with you all, like, what are some of the top things that a small business does need? You know, for a lot of you who are interested in going into business for yourself, you know, what do you need? So we'll find out. And as we come back, you're listening to International Masterminders Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Havel Moore.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
You pose the question to your clients, to potential clients, how much do you really love yourself? Because if you love yourself enough to be able to protect the things within your life, whether it's protect your business, protect your family, protect, you know, your interests, protect you. And so your law practice is all about helping people protect something that they love, which is, you know, the business that they're starting. You know, you made mention about how people, you know, put in money or they put in time into a business, but yet what are they able to do to protect that business? So I want you to talk a little bit about what are some of the things that a business does need so that just give kind of our audience the idea of, you know, if they're interested in going into business for themselves or maybe they're in business and they just need a little bit of guidance.
Sure. So think of it as an insurance policy, and that's what you're paying for. You know, the most important thing that I always start with new businesses is to say, okay, let's figure out what type of entity you should be. And, you know, you can be a sole proprietor. You can be an LLC, which is a limited liability company. You can create a limited partnership. You can be a corporation. So, you know, we kind of discuss what their business is going to be, what their, you know, what their five-year goals are, what, you know, what works best for them. You know, as a sole proprietor, your personal assets are subject to liability if someone were to sue you through your business capacity. So, you know, unless you are a licensed professional, and it's defined differently in, like, the states, you know, like a lawyer, a doctor, a CPA, you know, where you can get professional liability insurance, I really usually suggest going a different route. And the most common is an LLC, where that kind of acts as a barrier between your business and your personal assets. So we start there, and then we try to get, whenever you have a website, a little known fact is that you have to have terms and conditions. And then if you collect any sort of information at all, such as a name and an email for a newsletter, or you have a blog to participate in, you have to have a privacy policy. And these two agreements that you have on your website are really like metaphorical contracts that you have with people who visit your site to say, you know, anything that's on this site is the intellectual property of the company, that, you know, you have to use the site for lawful purposes, that we may collect personal information from you, but we promise not to sell it, kind of stuff like that, where, you know, really just kind of says to the potential, the visitor, that this is what this site is all about, and this is how you operate and how you're supposed to use it. And then, you know, then we talk about with my clients, you know, what type of business are you in? So what type of contracts are you going to need? And for me, I work with a lot of coaches and a lot of, you know, wellness entrepreneurs. And so it's a client contract. And the client contract is really to not only protect you, but also to protect your client in one aspect. Because if you breach that contract, the client's going to say, well, how do I either get my money back or how do I not pay? So it actually also provides, you know, some comfort in your client. But it really does protect you and protect your business by saying, you know, this is the program, this is how much you pay, this is when you pay it, these are the laws that we follow, and then you have it signed, and then there's this actual contract binding between the two of you that you have to follow. And then there are several other different contracts. But that's just it.
And I love that. No, that is some really valuable information. And for all of our listeners out there, if you have questions for Genevieve, then you can press 1 on your keypad to raise your hand, and we'll definitely get you in and get your question in. And because you made mention about, you know, hey, people have websites, and, you know, sometimes you don't, I mean, that's not even something you think about, is to be able to have the disclaimer, that legal, you know, jargon mm-hmm. that's on the website talking about those particular things, or even on your blog if you're collecting information or taking, you know, people's email addresses and stuff, having that privacy policy on there. So that's mm-hmm. really some valuable information. And so you have a few other, you know, tools or things that business owners, they need to know and need to be involved in or aware of so that they're protecting themselves with going into business.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to know more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So another difference is between an employee and an independent contractor. And a lot of people don't really know the differences between the two. So an independent contractor is really someone who is not working directly for your company. You know, they're doing things for you. So I get this a lot with virtual assistants. So if you have somebody who's, you know, your assistant who's talking to clients for you, they can be considered an independent contractor, only if they do not have a structured schedule. So basically, whenever you have to look at how much control do you have over this person, and that will really dictate whether this person is really an employee or really an independent contractor. Now, the benefit of an independent contractor is that you are not responsible for their taxes or their health benefits or any sort of, like, workers' compensation. So you just have to give them a 1099 at the end of the year, and then they do their taxes on their own, you know, by themselves. But sometimes, you know, a downfall of that could be that, you know, you really can't structure their work schedule. You can't dictate that they work 9 to 5, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which you can do for an employee. You know, you can, you know, you for an employee, you say, these are the work hours. This is how you're going to operate. You have to follow our rules and regulations. You have to do this, you know, in the order of A, B, C, D. But then when you have an employee, you're responsible for paying the taxes, providing health benefits. In states, it's different as to how many, you know, employees you have to have in order to mandatorily provide health insurance. And then you have to have a workers' compensation package in place in case any of your employees get hurt on the job. So, you know, it's really kind of a factual, you know, basis as to does this person count as an independent contractor or do they count as an employee? So it's just like a little distinction.
There's a lot of
things
you have to, you know, think about when going into business or thinking about, you know, starting a business for people who are even already, you know, you're in business for yourself. You know, so there's a lot of really things to be able to think about and to make sure that, like you said, that you're protecting your interest and protecting your business from any backlash that may happen. So definitely a lot of really good information and things that can be delved into a lot further. And so we want to be able to also tell people how they can get in contact with you if they want more information about, you know, what are the things that they need? Like you said, what the hell do you need?
Yeah.
How can we contact you?
So my website is GenevieveShingle.com, and it's GenevieveShingle.com. And on there, you can sign up for my newsletter, and when you do, you get my freebie, which is called Understanding Legal Contracts for Entrepreneurs, What Do I Need and Why Do I Need It?, which is the kind of ABC guide to contracts. And then on there, there's a contact form where you can contact me. You know, my email is Jenna, G-E-N-A, at GenevieveShingle.com. And then, you know, hopefully this week the template page will be up where you can just purchase the templates. And it does have a little description as to what they are. And then you can just, you know, hit purchase and you get the template. And there's no, it's very passive for me. There's no one-on-one access. If you want the one-on-one access, then I totally invite you to email me. And then I have a questionnaire, just a few, you know, questions just to figure out if you know, the Legal Lovin program I have is best suited for you. And then, you know, I'm happy to answer any questions. I do, you know, I don't charge to talk on the phone. If you want to, you know, kind of decide what you want to do, how you want to work with me, because there are a few different ways. So, yeah, I totally encourage you to reach out. Even if you're not sure that you want to potentially work with a lawyer yet, it might just provide you some comfort and some guidance and maybe some answers to have a little clarity on what you do need.
Yeah, and it actually falls right in line with when we talk about the principles of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And, you know, in the book it talks about those three sources of knowledge and, you know, being infinite intelligence or that through, like, your creative imagination or being kind of able to channel things that are just out and that are in the universe that are around, being able to just think of, you know, new ideas. Also, there's the accumulated experience. So you know, have gone through the school. You have been a part of, you know, groups that you, so that you have learned this information. You know what businesses need. You know how the law works. And so you're able to help people, you know, with all of that accumulated knowledge that you have to be able to help them circumvent a lot of the struggles, a lot of the pitfalls that they may fall into. And then Napoleon Hill talks about that third, that experiment and research. You can go out there, you know, and not have the information and just try to figure it out on your own and through trial and error, but using that accumulated experience through someone else is always going to be a faster and easier route to be able mm-hmm. to help you to get your goals accomplished. So you said, hey, if you love yourself and you want to be able to do it in a very effective and efficient way, then you reach out to the professional. You get into the mastermind groups. You reach out to people, to coaches, to mentors, to individuals who can help you to get those things accomplished. So you can get more information about Genevieve at GenevieveShingle.com. And you are listening to the International Mastermind Association